A man named Brad Templeton says that he's discovered that the first spam was sent 25 years ago tomorrow. We refer here to unwanted email, not to the canned pork product.
Templeton has pretty good credentials to back up his claim. He's chairman of the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a free speech civil rights organization in the cyber world. In his spare time, he researches and records internet history. Templeton has been online since the days when the system that connects computers was still called the ARPANET. And here's what he claims.
The first spam was sent on May 3rd, 1978. Its author was one Gary Turk. Turk worked for a company called Digital Equipment Corporation in Marlborough, Massachusetts. At the time, it was a big player back in those primordial days of interconnection. And as Brad Templeton says, the reason Mr. Turk went to a mass mailing online was because he was eager to tell a lot of people about a new product.
He was promoting his new computer called a DEC 20, and he was having an open house on the West Coast. Now, he was based on the East Coast, and he knew his customers on the East Coast, but he wanted to reach all the people on the West Coast. So what he did was get one of his programmer associates to get keyed in all of the addresses in this paper address book that they used to hold for the ARPANET. And they typed in every address of everybody on the West Coast, and they tried to send them a mail inviting them to the open house to show off this new computer.
This wasn't the first time someone had sent an email to more than one recipient, but according to Brad Templeton, it was the first unsolicited ad on the net. A forbidden and rotten fruit had been tossed into the Eden of cyberspace.
In those days, the ARPANET was being run by the Department of Defense. So it had policies about what you could use it for, and those policies said it was only for the support of research and education. And so advertising a computer didn't really fit with those policies, and the Defense Communications Agency, which ran the ARPANET at those days, actually gave a pretty stern drumming down to this marketer's boss for having done this.
Brad Templeton of the Electronic Frontier Foundation in Palo Alto, California. By the way, he says that it was a while before anyone again tried to peddle their wares online, and the term spam itself didn't start making the rounds until about 10 years ago.